lots of education proposals in this session. Many of them didn't seem to pass muster. Ironically enough, it's the ones that got the most attention that didn't seem to get through. For instance, we saw another go at the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. What happened here?
We had Senator Stacey Campfield, who wanted to require public school employees to alert parents if their child was at risk of engaging in homosexual activity. Liberal groups were incensed, but ultimately Senate Speaker Ron Ramsey probably did more than anybody to put the kibosh on Campfield this year, saying, quote, there are some things that should be left inside the family.
And firearms in school, that was another contentious issue. Lots of proposals to allow teachers to carry guns in class or put armed guards in every school. But in the end, lawmakers got behind something that was a lot milder. How did that proposal change over time?
You had the chairs of the education committees. They kept putting off these armed teacher bills, saying they'd be lumped together, debated all at once. But before that could happen, the governor stepped in, and he picked out one of the more limited proposals, got it into a shape he could agree with. What's now passing through committees basically just allows teachers who were former law enforcement officers to have guns with them in class. And this is a pretty small group, 100 people or so statewide. And even those folks have to get some extra training.
Now, last week, we saw the likely end of school vouchers for this year. This was Governor Bill Haslam's proposal to pay private school tuition for a small group of low-income kids in failing public schools. It was destined to pass, but then there was some disagreement on how big the program should be, and then all of a sudden, the bill vanished.
This one's actually pretty amazing because there is all kinds of energy and money behind school vouchers. Just one organization hired 11 lobbyists this year, and you even had issue ads running on TV. Very rare. Ultimately, Republicans were just a little too eager. They tried to expand the governor's plan to include middle-class families. Haslam said it was his limited way or the highway. Ultimately, he killed his own voucher program.
So a lot of education bills had to do with this kind of issue of school choice. And one of them would have strengthened the state's parent trigger law, which makes it easier basically for parents to get together and overhaul their child's schools. Why didn't this get anywhere?
You know, it's a pretty scary idea to some education folks, giving parents a way to overthrow the administration of a school. The lobbyists tell me there were a lot of technical pieces to get worked out and the clock just ran out on them. Representative John DeBerry of Memphis was the sponsor in the House. He says, you know, it's possible the legislature just tried to take on too many education reforms all at once this year.
I think we gave the impression that we were forcing a whole lot of stuff down folks' throats. And perception is reality.
We could go on with what didn't fly, maybe for about an hour or something. But what's still out there in these last few weeks dealing with K-12 education that the legislature will take up?
Tying a parent's welfare payments to their child's report card. That's another one of Senator Campfield's bills that's gotten him national attention. Then there's a proposal that would give charter schools a way to open even if they're rejected by local school boards, and that's been an evolving bill. And allowing for-profit charter schools in Tennessee. That was actually voted down twice, and it's since been tacked onto another bill and is now passing. So, you know, that just goes to show that until lawmakers head home for the year, there's still a chance almost anything could be resurrected.
Thanks, Blake.
You're welcome.
Blake Farmer is WPLN's assistant news director. He joins us Mondays to talk about what's going on at the state capitol.